Salam dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. Just like in every episode of this program, we have today a bhajan that was sung in the yesteryears in Prashanthi Nilayam. And the first line of the bhajan goes like this.
Madhava Hare, Madhusudana Hare.
So this is what we will learn now, and we will get familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan, and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, the beat, and we'll spend a lot more time in understanding the inner significance of the various beautiful names of the Lord that make this bhajan. And then in the end, you will listen to the final version of the bhajan, the complete version as it is sung in the Prashanthi Nilayam Mandir. So here are the lyrics to begin with.
Madhava Hare, Madhusudana Hare, ಯಾದವ ಹರೆ ಯದುನಂದನ ಹರೆ ಕೇಶವ ಹರೆ ರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಜನಾರ್ದನ ಮನಮೋಹನ ಹರೆ ಸಾಯಿ ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದ ಹರೆ.
ಸೊ ನೌ ದಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿಯರ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಭಜನ್, ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಟ್ಯೂನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಭಜನ್. ಬ್ರದರ್ ಅಶ್ವಥ್ ನೌ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಅಸ್ ಎ ಸ್ಲೋ ಡೆಮಾನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಹೌ ದಿಸ್ ಭಜನ್ ಫ್ಲೋಸ್.
ದಿಸ್ ಭಜನ್ is set to Shruti C Pancham.
Madhava Hare, Madhusudana Hare.
Madhava Hare, Madhusudana Hare.
Madhava Hare, Madhusudana Hare.
Madhava Hare, Madhusudana Hare.
ಯಾದವ ಹರಿ ಯದು ನಂದನ ಹರಿ.
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 ಕೇಶವ ಹರಿ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ.
ಕೇಶವ ಹರೆ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ.
ಕೇಶವ ಹರೆ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ.
ಕೇಶವ ಹರೆ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ.
ಜನಾರ್ದನ ಮನಮೋಹನ ಹರೆ.
ಜನಾರ್ದನ ಮನಮೋಹನ ಹರೆ.
ಜನಾರ್ದನ ಮನಮೋಹನ ಹರೆ.
ಜನಾರ್ದನ ಮನಮೋಹನ ಹರೆ.
ಸಾಯಿ ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದ ಹರೆ.
ಸಾಯಿ ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದ ಹರೆ.
ಸಾಯಿ ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದ ಹರೆ.
ಸಾಯಿ ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದ ಹರೆ.
ಮಾಧವ Hare.
So that is the next bhajan we have in the Vintage Bhajan Classroom, a lovely melody on Lord Krishna. Probably some of you might have heard this tune in your samitis and sai centers, but this is not a bhajan that is sung so often in Prashanthi Nilayam, and it is our endeavor to bring it back into the sanctum sanctorum of Prashanthi Nilayam. And before we go on to spend more time on discussing the significance of the various words that make this bhajan, let's unravel the technical qualities of this bhajan. Anirudh is here to share with us his thoughts on the raga. So was it a pleasant feeling discovering this bhajan, Anirudh?
Yes, Vishu. As you mentioned, I have already heard this, the tune, you can say, because I've not heard the whole bhajan before.
Mm.
So, in
the
my
tune seems a little familiar.
Yes, very familiar. And can you guess one more bhajan has the same tune?
Yeah, Vithala Bhajo.
Yes, the first two lines are
Vithala Bhajo, Sai Vithala Bhajo. Vithala Bhajo, Sai Vithala Bhajo.
Whereas in this bhajan you have
Madhava Hare Madhusudana Hare Yadava Hare Adunandana Hare.
Okay, that's the slight change.
Yes. Actually, I've heard the other tune as well.
Yadava Hare Adunandana Hare.
Keshava, it goes to... Both of them seem to be going well with the flow of the raga and other things. But when you go as a connection to the next line, I feel the first one.
Yadava Hare Adunandana Hare.
You're living in this note and then
Keshava.
So, Pani. It's like a slight ascend.
Yes.
Which is very much more smoother than
Yadunandana Hare Sa Ragavavani
Keshava. You have to go little more notes to reach that. Or to
generally,
start
many bhajans have this tendency. You know, you start slow and you ascend, isn't it? And then you come down and surrender. I mean, that's the kind of the feel that most of the bhajans have.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in this bhajan, the transition of that second line to third line is much more smooth when you have
Yadava Hare Adunandana Hare Keshava Hare.
Beautiful. I think that way the tune also becomes a little special, distinguishes from Vithala Bhajo, and it has its own charm when you connect it that way.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And the raga associated with this bhajan is Shuddha Dhanyasi.
Sagamapani sa.
It's a pentatonic raga, five notes.
Sa ni.
Komal ni.
Pa ma ga.
Komal ka.
Sa ni sa ga ma. Sa ga ma pa ni sa ga ni sa. Pa ni sa ga.
You would have heard many Sai bhajans having the same feel of this raga. That is, in Hindustani we call it Bhimpalase or Abheri, which has
Sagama Pani Sa.
And while coming down you have
Sai Ni Da Pa Ma Ga Ri.
All the seven notes. So many of our bhajans like
Jaya Jaya Govinda Narayana Deena Bandhu Vithala Jai.
And many bhajans are there which is taken from the Abheri or Bhimpalasi. And maybe a small changes to here and there in that raga. But whereas coming to Shuddha Dhanyasi, you have pure, you have bhajans belonging to complete Shuddha Dhanyasi are
Kausalyatmaja Ramacharan.
As you mentioned, the ascend.
Vaidehi Priya Ramacharan Hanuman Sevita Ramacharan Bharatarchita Shri Ramacharan Ahalyodharaka Ramacharan Prashanti Niketana Ramacharan.
So it's like Arohanam.
Sa ga ma pa ni sa.
Beautiful elaboration of the raga.
Yes.
To the bhajan. Yes.
And you have, of course, we discussed before.
Vithala Bhajo, Sai Vithala Bhajo. Nandalala Navanita Chora.
That bhajan also belongs to Shuddha Dhanyasi.
I think there are many more bhajans. As you sing, you'll keep discovering.
Yes.
So we'll go on to the swaras.
Yes. So let's do the first line.
Madhava Hare Madhusudana Hare Pasasani Sasani Panini Mapa.
Sasani
Sasani Panini Mapa. Yadava Hare Adunandana Hare Ga ga ma pa ma ga sa sa pa pa ma pa. Ga ga ma pa ma ga sa sa pa pa ma pa. Keshava Hare Radha Krishna Hare. Ni 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 pa ni 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 pa ma ma pa ni. Ni 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 pa ni 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 pa ma ma pa ni. Janardana mana mohana hare pani sani sa sa sani pani ni sa pani sani sa sa sani pani ni sa sai sachidananda hare sagaga sa sani sani pagaga ma pani
Beautiful. So let's do the beat also.
The beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, Aditalam or Kahirva in the classical music. Let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Madhava Hare Madhusudana Hare. Madhava Hare Madhusudana Hare.
Yadava Hare Adunandana Hare.
Yadava Hare Adunandana Hare.
Keshava Hare Radha Krishna Hare.
Keshava Hare Radha Krishna Hare.
Lovely addition to our repertoire of vintage bhajans. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So with that, it's time to move on to the segment of contemplating on the bhajan. And as you have heard, this bhajan has many of the popular names of Lord Krishna: Madhava, Madhusudana, Keshava, Janardana. So let's try to understand, at least to some extent, what these names of the Lord signify. Let's begin with the first line.
Madhava Hare Madhusudana Hare.
Madhava is a name often used for Lord Krishna, and Ma means the Divine Mother. Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of all prosperity and wealth of all kinds, wealth of knowledge, wealth of wisdom. Ma also means nature. Ma also means Maya or illusion. So Madhava means the one who is the master. At a superficial level, it means the consort or the master of Mother Lakshmi. But it also means the one who is the master of illusion, who is the source of all the Maya that the world is enveloped in, and who is the master of nature, who is the supreme power of everything that we see around us. In fact, this reminds me of a very telling incident that happened way back in the 60s. It was the month of July, the monsoon time in Mumbai, and Bhagwan was paying a visit to Maharashtra, and the Mumbai Samiti had arranged a public meeting of devotees at Dharmakshetra, Bhagwan's abode in that state. It was a Sunday evening, and generally in the month of July, you could expect downpour. And that day, it looked like it is going to pour heavily. A large crowd was expected to attend regardless of the possibility of rain, and the Samiti and the devotees had taken all precautions to provide shelter to the devotees from showers. A large pandal was erected at Dharmakshetra, and it was full packed, and the meeting was to commence at 6 p.m. At about 5:15 p.m., the sky was overcast and everyone feared that rains would lash down at any time. And the organizers, even though they had made some arrangements, but they were getting very anxious because they thought that it didn't look like it was going to be a drizzle. It looked like it's really going to be a thunderous shower, and they were apprehensive of the protection of the devotees. And so some of the office bearers felt that they should request Swami to start the meeting a little early, maybe at 5:30 p.m. At the same time, one of the main organizers, he felt that Swami may not accede to this request because there was Rahu Kalam, or this inauspicious time, up to 6 p.m. But many others felt that for Bhagwan, there was nothing like auspicious time and inauspicious time. So we should just go and approach Swami and ask him if we should do the meeting early. So accordingly, one of the seniors went to Bhagwan and said, Swami, can we start the meeting a little early? And Swami immediately said, why? It was a spontaneous response from Bhagwan. And so the senior devotee did not know how to respond to that. He said, Swami, they are saying it is likely to rain. The meeting may get disrupted. The devotees may suffer. And when Bhagwan heard that, he simply smiled. And it was a very benign smile. A smile that had the bewitching, mischievous nature of Lord Krishna in it. And Swami then took this elderly devotee by his hand and took him to the nearby window. It had already begun to drizzle. So they were inside Dharmakshetra, that lotus-shaped mandir on top of a hillock. And the windows of Bhagwan's room were westward. So they could see through the window the entire crowd which had gathered there and the dark expanse of the cloud above. And now Swami, standing near that window, told this devotee, yes, yes, it will rain. And it will rain very heavily. And now this devotee was completely disturbed hearing that, because as an organizer, he was wondering, how are we going to manage this? Because from the window, he could see that devotees were already holding open umbrellas to protect themselves from the impending showers. And he started praying to Swami to help the situation. And looking at his pleading eyes, Bhagwan simply raised his hand through the window. He just had his hand move out through the window and signal something to the skies. And in that moment, the drizzle stopped. In that very second, the clouds began to disperse away. And only then, this devotee understood the immensity of what Bhagwan had done in that momentous evening. Swami said the meeting should commence as scheduled. And this devotee rushed out to convey Bhagwan's decision to all the colleagues outside. The meeting started at 6 p.m. and by then the sky had brightened. It was bright enough to dispel all the fears about anything untoward happening that day. And the meeting was a grand success. And after the session was over, and each one was congratulating themselves about how everything had gone off so well, this devotee was shedding tears of joy, and he rushed to Swami and he fell at Bhagwan's feet. And Swami then looked at this senior devotee, smiled again and said, you forgot. This devotee forgot that the Lord is Madhava. He forgot that he is in the presence of someone who is the one who has created the sky and the earth, Brahmanda Nayaka Baba. He was getting afraid of some flimsy clouds. What can they do to the one who has created everything from the ant to the cosmos? It was his mind that was clouded, that was covered with Maya. So this is the Lord we pray to in this first line when we say Madhava Hare. We are calling out to this Lord who is omnipotent, who can control the outer nature and our inner nature. In fact, the inner nature is what is conveyed in the next phrase, Madhusudana. Madhusudana has so many meanings again. But one very significant meaning of Madhusudana is the one who is the slayer of our ego. Madhu means a demon, and Madhusudana refers to the one who killed the demon Madhu, and that is one of the meanings. But Madhu also means honey, and what is like honey to everyone in this world? It is everyone's ego. And Swami says, it is the Lord who destroys that identification of everyone with their bodies. And that is what Madhusudana means. In fact, Bhagavan narrates a very beautiful incident from the times of Lord Krishna. There was a gopi named Suguna. One day when Krishna was with his consort Satyabhama, Krishna pretended to have severe stomachache. And in spite of all the remedies that Satyabhama tried, nothing brought relief to Krishna. In fact, when Bhagavan was narrating this, Swami said, of course, it was all acting, superb acting, just as the paralytic stroke I had for a week previous to the Guru Purnima recently. Swami was narrating this in July 1963, and that was the year when Swami had taken upon himself the paralytic stroke for 7 days and mysteriously and enigmatically cured himself at the end of 7 days. So Swami was saying, see, just as I was acting recently for Guru Purnima, that is how Krishna was acting then in the Dwapara Yuga. And then Swami said, Satyabhama did not even admit even Rukmini into the house to inquire about Krishna's health, because she used to always be very jealous of Rukmini, the consort of Lord Krishna. But Rukmini found Suguna pining outside the door in great agony at the illness of the Lord. And Rukmini gave the articles she wanted to send for Krishna and asked Suguna to somehow go in and give those medicines and those remedies, because for her, Krishna's welfare was paramount. It was not important whether she is getting a chance to be with Krishna. It was what was more important is Krishna should be fine. And Krishna immediately welcomed Suguna and made her sit at his feet. And he ate the fruits that Suguna had picked up from Satyabhama's own garden. And when Krishna partook those fruits, suddenly his stomachache just vanished. And Bhagavan says, it was Suguna's agony at the Lord's condition and her simple, sincere devotion which was the effective so-called remedy for Krishna's malady. There should be no artificiality in your attachment to the Lord. There should be no pride, no egoism to soil the freshness of the flower you offer, Bhagavan says. Satyabhama protested when Krishna accepted the fruits, because Suguna had taken the fruits from Satyabhama's own garden and Satyabhama herself had given those fruits, but they didn't work. But now when Suguna gave, it immediately did magic to the Lord's health. Swami says, the fruits earlier were tasteless because of the pride of Satyabhama. But when the simple rustic Suguna picked them from the ground and saturated them with her devotion, they became tasty and they became attractive for the Lord, because the Lord, as Bhagavan always mentions, is Bhavapriya. And that is what is conveyed in this beautiful line. In the very first line, you have very, very profound words of the Lord, Madhava Hare, Madhusudana Hare, where calling out to the one who is the master of nature, outer nature, as well as who is the controller of our inner nature, the one who purifies our inner self. So that is what is Madhava Hare, Madhusudana Hare. As we move on to the next line.
Yadava Hare Yadunandana Hare.
Here you have Yadava and Yadunandana. So in this line, it again refers to how Lord Krishna chose the Yadava clan for his descent in the Dwapara Yuga. Yadunandana means the one who was born in the Yadava dynasty as the son of Devaki and Vasudeva. Bhagavan always mentions how the Yadavas considered that Krishna is theirs. They used to say, Krishna is ours, Krishna is ours. But Swami used to say, the Gopikas used to say, no, we are yours, Krishna. And this is the difference. The Yadavas, because of this false pride that they are the privileged ones, they used to say, Krishna belongs to us. But Gopikas used to say, no, we belong to Krishna. And that is the reason why Swami always talks about the love of the Gopikas. Even when God blesses you with privileges and opportunities, how we make use of them is what defines what will become of our lives. And that is what is one of the very powerful thoughts that we should contemplate on as we sing this line, Yadava Hare Yadunandara Hai. Let's move on to the next line.
केशव हरे राधा कृष्ण हरे.
One meaning of Keshava is one who destroys troubles or klesha, but the meaning that most of us relate to often is Keshava is the one who has lovely locks of dark and curly hair, and this is derived from the word kesa, which means hair, and it is so tempting to relate to Bhagwan when it comes to lovely locks of hair, the crown of beauty that Bhagwan chose in this avatar as Satya Sai, which is incomparable with its lovely beauty. In fact, there is another meaning of Keshava. Kesha denotes the rays that emanate from the sun. Krishna is the source of the sun, the moon and all the effulgent objects in the cosmos. And that is the reason why he is Keshava. Adi Shankara says that in the Mahabharata, Krishna says, the rays that emanate from me are Kesas. And that is the reason why the Lord is known as Keshava. So, it is that beauty of the Lord, it is the radiance of the Lord, that is what is conveyed in Keshava. And Radha, Krishna, Hare is again words which have unending definitions and unending meanings. And so in this line, as we sing, if we can contemplate on the beautiful glory of the Lord, even as He moves and even as He talks, even as He looks at us, how He is unmatched in His grace, how through His beauty, He inculcates beauty in us. How He makes everything beautiful through His splendor. That is what is Keshava Hare. And just like Radha was mesmerized with that beauty of the Lord and one day became a part of the Lord, it is the same journey that every devotee has to undertake, so that one day we all become part of Him. You know, we name ourselves as Sai Keshava, Sai Madhava, Sai Lakshmi. These are the names that parents always like to give to their children. But there has to come a time when we become inseparable, not just by that name that have been put to us by our parents, but just by how we feel about ourselves, about how every experience of our everyday living becomes an elaboration of that feeling that we are not separate. So that is something to meditate upon as we sing this line, Keshava Hare, Radhe Krishna Hare. And then we come to the fourth line.
Janardana Manamohana Hare.
Two lovely, beautiful words in this line, Janardana and Manamohana. One meaning of Janardana is he who destroys the wicked. It also means one who protects people from the wicked. Also, it means one who is approached by devotees for their wishes. So many meanings, because Sanskrit is a very coded language. You have any number of meanings for a particular word, because Sanskrit is a very mystic language. It has several forms of grammar, and when you understand each word through each form of grammar, different interpretations emerge. So here we are referring to the one who is all the time concerned about the welfare of his devotees. That is what is Janardana. There is a lovely incident narrated in the book Baba Satya Sai. A devotee T. Sethu Madhavan Nair of Palghat in the southern state of Kerala received a threatening letter on 1st March 1971. It was a warning from the Naxalites, and the letter was written in blood, and there was an emblem of a skull in that letter, and it was death that had come in the form of that letter. Mr. Nair was a devotee of Bhagwan. He had called his house as Shanti Nivas, and he used to do bhajans every day, and there were miracles that used to happen. One year when devotees were decorating flower hangings for Krishna Janmashtami, one of the floral rolls turned into a ball of butter. And then when the butter was distributed to the devotees, from the butter emerged a picture of Bhagwan. So there were so many such miracles happening in the house of Mr. Nair in Kerala. On another occasion, honey flowed from the lotus in the hand of Guruvayur Krishna. The picture which was part of the altar. And when something started dripping from the lotus feet, devotees started cupping their hands and they collected that liquid and they tasted it. It was elixir. It was the cure of all their sorrows. They felt so blessed. It was like Guruvayur Krishna was blessing them with the oil that the idol had been bathed in. And it happened not for a day or two or 1 week. It happened for 6 weeks continuously. And all these mysterious things, signs of grace that used to happen in that house, disturbed the Naxalites. And they felt that we have to put an end to all this that is happening in Mr. Nair's house. And that is the reason why they had sent that missile-like letter to Mr. Nair, threatening that his head would be chopped off if he did not close down all the spiritual activities and pujas within 7 days of the receipt of that letter. But Mr. Nair was not rattled even a bit. He continued his bhajans. In fact, now with deeper involvement, with greater enthusiasm, the period of 1 week was over. It was the 10th of March 1971. And getting up in the morning that day, Mr. Nair went to the bathroom. As he entered, suddenly he heard the sound of the window screen being slashed. Something tore open the screen and a chopper, a blade, flew towards him. And just at the whisker of a moment, it missed him and fell down. And he felt that he was submerged in a flood of orange. He knew that it was that power of the orange that had saved him, that had deflected that missile, because it just missed his neck by less than a hair's breadth. When that happened, the assailant ran away. Mr. Nair could still recognize him in the twilight of the dawn. Immediately, Mr. Nair's relatives and friends rushed in, hearing the sound, and they looked at Mr. Nair, and they were now shocked, because it was not only that weapon which was lying there on the ground which shocked them. What was even more startling was that Mr. Nair's body was bathed in vibhuti. They all realized there is nothing, there is no force on earth that can do anything to a devotee who has surrendered himself to the Lord. The police soon arrived based on the complaints made by Mr. Nair's friends, and they seized the knife. They wanted Mr. Nair's statement. However, Mr. Nair turned them down, saying that Bhagwan does everything for good. There is no need for any further proceedings. Still, his friends, who are all Sai devotees, pestered him, saying, "No, we don't know what more harm these people will do to us. So you have to render assistance to the law and bring the culprits to book." But Mr. Nair simply said, "If it is Bhagwan's will, the culprit will himself turn up here. He will bow down to Bhagwan and beg forgiveness." But the other devotees were not convinced. But the police pacified Mr. Nair, the relatives of Mr. Nair, and said that under the criminal procedure code, they were themselves on the trial. All these people who had done this, they were themselves on the trial. The police was indeed already after them in so many cases because of the antisocial activities that they were engaged in. And very interestingly, on the 27th of the same month at 5 p.m, a couple of policemen walked into Mr. Nair's home with a middle-aged man, and the man was in tears. The policeman asked Mr. Nair, "Will you now at least identify this man? Is he the culprit?" And even before Mr. Nair could respond, the man himself accepted the guilt. He bowed down before the picture of Bhagwan and then submitted himself to Mr. Nair. He asked for forgiveness. He was weeping copiously, and Mr. Nair pacified him with a friendly hug. Everything had transformed. And Mr. Ra Ganapati, the author of Baba Satya Sai, says, "If the grace of saving from assault is great, it is a greater grace to imbue the saved with the goodness to forgive and befriend the assailant." That's what Mr. Nair did. He could forgive and he could still extend his hand in friendship. And Mr. Ra Ganapati says, "A still sweeter grace is the softening of the assailant's cruel heart, the transformation that happened in the heart of that evil-minded person." That is how the Lord works, and that is the reason why he is called as Janardana. He protects everyone. there is no one who is beyond the ambit of His grace. Manamohana means the one who is the most enchanting one, who mesmerizes us with His beauty, with His grace, with His benediction, with His love. Finally, we come to the last line.
Sai Sachidanand Hare.
Sachidananda comes from Sat, meaning being or existence. Chit means awareness. Ananda refers to bliss. In fact, explaining this name, Bhagwan said during the Onam discourse of 1991, among the several names of the Lord, the most significant is Sat Chit Ananda. This means that the cosmos is the embodiment of Sat Chit Ananda. Everything in the universe, from the ant to the absolute, is a manifestation of being, existence, bliss. This is the best definition of the divine. And it is so beautiful that here we refer to the divine, we refer to Sai as Sachidananda, beautiful culmination to a lovely bhajan. So dear listeners, as you sing this bhajan, just spend a little of yourself in thinking about these lovely names which have been propitiously given to us to describe the divine. Because as you sing and as you ruminate on them, it will purify you. It will elevate you. Let us sing this bhajan once again as it is sung in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Prashanthi Nilayam.
Madhava Hare Madhusudana Hare.
Madhava Hare Madhusudana Hare.
Madhava Hare Madhusudana Hare.
Madhava Hare Madhusudana Hare.
Yadava Hare Yadunandana Hare.
Yadava Hare
Yadunandana Hare. Keshava Hare Radha Krishna Hare.
Keshava Hare Radha Krishna Hare.
Yadava Hare Yadunandana Hare.
Keshava Hare Radha Krishna Hare.
So with that, it's time to draw the curtains on this segment. We hope you like this offering of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, please feel free to write to us. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.